The only thing we had open on the injustice, we had pages 162 to 179 open. It's a task force on violent crimes. The first page would be on 163. I'd like to amend the figure. I move for a figure of 116.
116?
That's correct.
Just about above my minimums.
Is there any objection?
I have no objection to the figure. What we'd like to do in the intent is ensure that the task force on crime, in fact, has a at least one position designated for Fairbanks to do with sexual prosecution.
That's the next page.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Senator. No objection. We'll move the figure there on page 163 at 116. One page 165. I move to reduce this figure down to 244.
I object.
Thanks. Senator Katula.
Yes, I apologize because I know this is something you've been working on. But I think this is a whole area of very delicate problem for people. And I think, if I understand it, this is the one area of all the violent crimes task force that I don't think we should reduce it that much, Mr. Chairman. I think it probably is the one place we really ought to beef things up. I would recommend your House figure in this case.
With the Senate intent that at least one of the positions got a fair.
Yes. It's the one place we ought to get with it.
What figure?
The House figure with the Senate intent that at least one position go to Fairbanks.
Any objections to Senator Katula's motion? So moved. Page 167. There's a motion to move the House figure. Any objection?
No objection.
Did you no objection?
No objection.
Diversion. Page 169.
Do you have a lesser figure that you would like to offer, Mr. Chairman?
At this point, no, Senator, but I'll entertain it. I think it was our intention to keep the House figure.
Let's see if I got an effective date.
I'd like to make an amendment to that figure of 200,000.
Futile diversion. Sir, new and artful.
All in favor of that? All against? Motion fails.
Move the House figure.
You'll be
good. Good.
No, I was going to move the Senate figure.
I apologize.
Let's have a minute to talk with you, man.
That's your time.
It's 2-0. It's recommendation going back to 0.
This is Russ's recommendation.
Yes.
So it should be here.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman,
just making it. I never add.
Mr. Chairman, looking at the total figures, I would move the Senate figure.
Any objection? So moved. I move the amended figure of the House to 375.
No objection.
So So moved.
On which page is that?
171. On page 173, move the House figure.
No objection.
Representative Rogers.
Since we have handled alcoholism elsewhere, it's my understanding that the title of this was supposed to be just changed to sex offender treatment. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Delete alcohol treatment out of the title.
Fine.
122.5. No objection.
So moved. You just come back to it. 178
in municipal
officer training. In the police.
Make the motion.
It's page.
Representative Rogers.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move a figure at one half at 134.5.
That's the first figure.
Any objection?
No objection.
So moved.
We have just a minute on this one. I want to read it.
I'll move it out to zero.
Just a minute, so that it could clear.
I only had one request on this, Mr. Chairman. It was, and I think it was for a block home safety program, and I think that the program that was put in was way too large. This was for. Young people, it's like Island of Safety they used to have. It's a, we've had a lot of sex offenders and et cetera, but that was only, the city police put in a bill of 153, which the PTAs have been running most of the time. So I would follow the zero out or reduce it to $35,000. I think that's all they need for that block home safety program.
Is that what this
you want to put a letter of intent?
No, 153,000 of it was for the block home safety program, but that figure came from the municipality, and they wanted to buy a car and two policemen. And this type of program, to really work, works best to the parents, cooperative efforts of parents, and very few dollars. It's a real fine program.
There's one thing about it, and I'm worried,
but it doesn't take this kind of money.
But under our 168, Anchorage got 170 million.
Zero it out.
Including for software, then people are supposed to set their own priorities. I'm happy to put 35 or 100, whatever you want.
I think that the program will survive without anything in its initial year, and that's certainly better than putting the total amount. I strongly support the program, but I think it can survive without any funds. I move with zero the figure.
Supports his position.
Zero the figure.
So move.
Got to save $500,000.
Page 179.
What was the other one?
Move the House figure.
On page 179, it's for the training. 179 is judge training.
The Alaska court system is zero. For 179, we'd move the Senate figure.
Fine.
Senate
figure.
They do have to continue.
That's it.
Can't
that, you guys took care of the rest of the page. That was all you had, what was on hold. Is that correct?
Yes.
Where's that communication you had from her on this whole program?
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, I'll give it back to you. Senator Bennett, still on justice?
Just page 91. Let me take a look
here. We're going on to page 91.
Russ did say, it was two pilot programs. He may want to defend it with you. Want to give him some recall, you want to just leave it.
I just want to leave those lines to close it. Because we did the alcohol. We did lots of alcohol, so we take those down.
We did a little bodily damage to this a little earlier. I'd like to propose that we add back $130,000 for training to the instructor's office.
Which office was that, Senator?
The Director's office.
Director's office training.
Mr. Chairman, for this, you have a component in here now of $130,003 that was set up as a separate appropriation, and that is on page 87. Are you, if you're adding more training...
Mr. Lair? Yeah, we prefer it to be in here for control reasons to have it done in the director's office.
So your motion is to move the item from page 87 to page 91?
No.
No. No, this is to
in
add...
Addition.
Oh, okay.
$130,000 in the director's office on page 91 for training. That's it, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Rogers.
Yeah.
We're not finished with that one yet. Is there a motion?
So motion.
Any objection? So move. Any more, anything else to come up on justice before I close?
Yes, on page 9, Representative Malone says in the Public Defender Agency, and I haven't seen the thing that he's asked for, and here is his statement. This is a request for consideration of the, in the justice category, for the Juneau Public Defender Agent Office. He says they desperately need another attorney. It has the highest caseload in the state and has only two attorneys at this time. They're asking $59,000. I would move that figure.
What figure is it, Senator?
$59,100 in the Juneau office.
The Senator, on the violent crime, one of the things it was is to have four of those throughout Alaska, and Juneau was one of the locations that was mentioned.
Did we adopt that the amount of money to do so?
Yes.
All right, I'll withdraw it.
Okay. Representative Rogers?
It brought to my attention that the there are three more employees needed at the 6th Avenue Jail, three correction officers. I guess that is the 6th Avenue Jail, the one on page 55.
Page
6. Anchorage Annex, is that the same thing?
That must be the 4th Avenue. It's between 3rd and 4th.
Could you give us a chance to get there?
Well, that's a miserable spot from right here.
Is that telling from experience?
Yes.
The more miserable you make them, the more it...
I've heard some bad stories from one of the guards.
Representative Rogers?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, apparently at the time we closed this budget, it was before the news had come out about the real severe problems. I don't have much backup information except that three correction officers... partial year funding is 38.2 each, is a total of 114.6.
Question.
Senator?
Ron, does the administration have a plan?
Mr. Chairman, I've been able to request
it. I know the facility too, and where did you get your basis of your information?
From Representative Cotton, from his staff. I have very little backup on it.
I'll move 114.6 for that project.
I'd support it from what I've heard about the jail system, the overcrowding and the under facility, the lack of facility we have. It's going to take more help before we straighten it out.
Okay.
That's not a solution, that's just something.
Any objection? So moved. That closes up justice, transportation.
I'm glad you brought it up.
Did we have anything to the only thing we've got in transportation is the intent language, and that's on page 211. Give everybody a chance to get their books.
211?
Yeah, just intent language.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Herbert.
Did you pass it out to everybody?
Yes. It's on your book, page 212A. And it's a lengthy statement of intent. It overflowed to another page. And what it is the Senate budget had three planning projects included in their budget. And so if you wanted to include those, it would be the House figure, which you adopted earlier for planning and programming, plus these three Senate projects, which total $336,000.
What's the pleasure of the group?
Move the intent.
Any objection?
I have one more.
You have something else?
Yeah.
Senator?
Let me find a page.
Okay.
Aviation.
We're holding transportation up.
Interior aviation. 25, page 25.
Reminds me of Bill last year when he was floating by the nip, remember him? I'm a bid in.
Interior district aviation.
Are you looking for the Western Regional Center?
No, not that far.
You already had these.
Oh, no, sir, actually.
What page are we eating on?
One that says.
Page 45.
Dessert.
45?
Yeah.
Okay.
Page 45?
45. Transportation.
Okay, I need, I'd like to request on page 45 for one position, new position for Nolato. For aviation maintenance person.
Didn't we already take that position somewhere else?
We talked about it when you were bidding.
What was the cost of that, Senator?
$50,000.
We just had it for the Christian position.
Is there any objection to amending the, this for $50,000?
No objection.
So move.
I'm on Furman Highway in the fall.
Is there anything on transportation? That's closed. The next, education.
I have one on page 193, education, that I'd like to open up.
Okay, I'm gonna keep that for the last, Senator Tuna.
Education?
Yeah, education. In education now, we got five pages open. The first page is on 77.
My request for the Alaska Career Information System. $160,000 addition.
Well, I'll have to put the Senator to set the minimum term.
I had moved the addition of $160,000 in the miscellaneous line item for Alaska Career Information System. People had asked if the information should be duplicated, and I not have that.
The department put this in?
We're still in there.
That isn't bad.
What did you ask for?
I wanted $160,000 for the Alaska Career Information System. Mike Miller's memo, I'll just hand it over to you.
Mr. Chairman?
We still object.
We'll just have to have 5 minutes.
Did DOE put, do you know if DOE had this in originally?
Apparently, DOE didn't. Do you know, Ron?
Will you be down at your office? We'll come down there. What page are we on? I'm sorry.
Page 77.
Yeah.
Foundation formula some more and use it this way. Take over 100% that way, John.
Get it while you can.
Do I hear a motion?
I move we add $160,000 miscellaneous line item.
Check.
All in favor of adding this $160,000, raise their hand. All opposed? Motion fails. Page 85.
paid for this yet. This whole, this crap over here. Is this your?
Yeah, that's my.
You gotta go for which one?
I'm gonna go for that one.
I'm up.
Yeah, that's.
That one has to go.
That's second.
Last thing, we'll go back to that thing.
What's this damn thing here?
This is hot.
First one is a serious tension. This is something tension. I don't believe it. See this? Your bag.
I show a motion pending of $250,000, Senate plus $250,000, $250,000 for the National Bilingual Material Development Center. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I would so move it for bottom line of 909.6.
What's the other figure for?
$250,000 National Bilingual Materials Development Center.
Who submitted that? Do we have anything on that? Who submitted that? The $250,000.
Submitted by Representative Buckholz. I do believe we have that backup on it.
How to oppose it?
Make the motion and move the signature.
Okay, I move we add the $250,000 to the Senate figure.
All in favor of that, signify by saying aye.
Object.
All opposed? Senator Kaltula, did you object also? Yes.
Yeah, object.
Motion fails. Is that the only one we had on this particular page?
No.
Did you have some?
Damage.
Yes.
I got a request for $109,000 and nothing fits the backup.
It's under the dessert category, John.
Cherry Jubilee.
Hey, maybe I give it to you. Alaskan Aid Foundation. Do you have $109,000? Do you have one around there?
No.
Don't say no to that. I want to be fair enough. I might ask it for that. It's okay.
That was your summer enrichment program.
I don't know what it was. What was it?
Wasn't it your summer enrichment program? Hmm? That completes page 85. We're going on to page 173.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
What was the motion on page 8? Did we ever actually vote on the Senate figure?
No.
Is that your question, Allison?
Yes.
Okay. Remove the Senate figure.
Chairman, I assume that's with the wording change that Representative Sutcliffe had asked on.
That's right. It was in there already. Yeah. Okay. Any objections? So moved.
Closed.
Yep, closed.
You found it?
Yeah.
Senator, did you want me to hold something?
Yes, please.
Back to 85.
Page 85?
Yes.
709 on there? Yeah, on the back.
109.2.
I'd like to move to amend the total figure with 109.2?
2.2
for enrichment program.
Summer enrichment program.
really precedent, I know, but I just finally found it. After we vote on it, I'll read it.
This isn't a Liverpool leap type, is it?
No. Here, take the holder. Work back up all through it.
Here's with the last minute recommendation. It's been kids in the leadership. Who'd you designate this to?
Alaska Native Foundation.
Alaska Native Foundation. No, it's the same as the other one. I'm designated this. You place that under your legislature intent also, I think?
Yes, under legislative intent.
Do you move it?
Yes, I do.
Any objection?
You get it.
So move.
Page 193, whenever you're done with it.
Yeah, I've got two more.
No wonder you were so
quiet. Page 173?
I'm really glad to see you so interested in our students after I gave you a statistic there before. I see you on young voters. It's really nice with the house.
What page are we on?
173.
170?
Yeah, 173. We got 173, 179, and then 193. I move the house figure.
Object for a moment.
Did you move the house figure?
Yes, I did.
No object. Post on hold, or I'll move the Senate figure if you'd like.
Thank you. I'll compromise. I move for house figure of 5,000.
Put this on hold, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, I withdraw my motion. We'll leave under this category, page 173, on hold. $179.
Move the Senate figure.
Any objection to the Senate figure?
45.
None, so moved. Senator Couture, you had something on page 193?
Yes. I'll find the page now. Page 193, I'd like to place an appropriate category, probably contractual, sum of $145,000. What the intent, this is the State Library, the intent that it be to provide for Capital 82, 90-day session. And that is the public broadcasting of the state legislature.
What was the amount, Senator?
$145,000, the State Library, and be for Capital 82.
And with the day limit?
90-day limit.
Representative Rogers.
Just a comment. In past years, we've always funded the TV program for the same number of days we funded the legislature for, and then whenever there's a legislative supplemental, it's picked it up.
It was our intent to have a 90-day. We just kind of failed to do that.
In the general government budget, we adopted a 120-day session, so I wonder if we perhaps ought to consider going with a 120-day figure for capital.
Count your blessing, or we're going to be, we're going to have a day.
Back to square one.
I've been doing a lot of talking. That would be just...
Okay. Well, you prefer not to talk?
Strike that from the record.
How much was it, Jay?
$145,000, Senator.
90 days.
90 days, Capital 82. Under State Library.
Any objection?
Mr. Chairman, I'm not too sure that the legislative intent is in there.
Okay. The intent language is in there.
What intent language is in?
From the Senate.
Oh, from back here on the...
On page 183, probably.
No lobbying.
No.
Does that include equal time on each house? No objection, so moved. Anything else on education is one. We have one hold on that, and that's still going to be on page 173. Let's go into NIRMAC. And here we only have one page. Ron, did you have something?
Mr. Chairman, one page that wasn't open, and I think we went to on page 195, Fred Operations.
What page was that?
Page 195.
Okay, when we get there, I'll turn it to you. Did you have anything else?
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, there was the request for the Fisheries Data Center, which would be a new page.
What page?
It would be a new page.
Okay, you don't have a new page? What? Approximately before I...
Where would you want that? It's in Division of Fish and Game? Or Department of Fish and Game, I mean?
I think across the board, cut of 10% and give it to...
It's just...
It's so much money in here.
You want to change that?
What's cutting it to?
What page is that?
Probably on page 167.
Okay. Is there anything else before we go? Okay, we're going to continue with 167, 168, and 195. Starting with 167.
Chairman, the Free Conference Committee last year labored long over the question of whether or not there should be a fisheries data center. And the department has prepared a plan for division of data services within the department. And we've got two handouts on this.
We are on page 167.
167.
I kind of like that.
About $1.380.
Okay. 175.
I'm going to be against it this year.
Me too.
We are a billion moving on.
Okay, so Mr. Chairman, I would move the changes suggested on this sheet here for a net new general fund of 1873.4 with reductions in some budgets and increase in others.
Check.
Can I ask Ron to explain?
Here.
Never mind, Ron doesn't need to explain, we'll just vote on it.
I was driving off. Okay. That's out. Going on to 168. Ron, did we just have intent on this particular page, or did you have something?
I think those three numbers given were all related to this one proposal. Let's just consider the
168.195.
Move it. Oh, you want that intent?
Okay. That's the only thing you need is what's the intent language?
I'm sorry?
Did you just need the intent language? I guess
no, my point was that you were calling for the next page, 168. And my point was that all of those page numbers that you had written down were all related to this one proposal.
Okay.
It's still intent on 168,
yeah.
AYK Fisher.
Yeah. Still
okay. Okay. Different program.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I move on that intent on the AYK Salmon Expansion.
Do you have a copy of this intent, Bob?
Haven't. Any objection to moving that?
Takes the place of some of the previous intent.
Ron, did you have anything else over here? Ron?
A lot of the additions that were made there are the same nature as in the parks budget. There are items that may need continuing accounts. And right now, the way they're all put in there, they're all in the operating budget for the last 2 years of next year, and that may cause some problems. I'm not exactly sure which should be which in that, but I thought I'd already mentioned that.
President Rogers?
Can I ask staff, where are you putting, you know, we have this huge long list of projects. Are they on a miscellaneous line item?
Correct.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I'd move a section of the bill that the amount, whatever it is, appropriated on the miscellaneous line item in Fred operations is a lapses into the general fund June 30, 1983.
Mr. Chairman, you might have some problem with that in that about half the amount shown miscellaneous will be operations.
Well, that's
my
okay.
Suggestion.
That's okay. It's extended lapse date anyway.
That's what you're suggesting.
Well, they're for standard FY82 operations. They're not capital. Not all of them are capital projects. What I might suggest is that Ron and I get together, determine which one should be carried over, and I'll make that language effective for those projects.
So moved.
Okay.
Okay. No problem. Is there anything else? Did you have anything else? Did you have anything?
That would go in the governor's budget.
That closes, Norman. Let's go back to development.
Violence. Is that bill passing on your side or did it pass?
It did pass in the Senate finance.
Page number one, on page 61, is the only page open in this category.
Mr. Chairman?
Sir?
There is an error under the Senate analysis. The Senate Finance Committee deleted the funds for the Cultural Heritage Center of $134,000. The funds were deleted on page 61, but on page 60, I neglected to take out the analysis comments there that indicate it's still in the Senate budget.
Okay. I believe that was still in. We haven't.
Funds are not there in the Senate side, just the comment here.
Okay, fine.
I had something on this page, just an intent item. Page 62.
Mm-hmm. We've already adopted, I think, the Senate intent on the university.
On the what?
The university. Sorry.
Mr. Chairman, we ask that funding be provided out of the existing funds for one person for Department of one extra staff member for Department of Tourism, and the total request that included salary and the 29% support and so on came to all the services came to $75,000 as requested department. So we're not asking for more money, we're just asking that some of that additional funding that was provided, if in fact we're going to subscribe to the extra provided for the 3 million portion here, I think it is addition, that hire one extra person so they can process the media, the contracts and so on.
What are you talking about?
Page 61. I asked for an extra personal service in person in tourism.
Oh.
But, and you told me that we wouldn't have to provide the money, we could take it out. Take it out of
increase your
the contractual.
Increase your numbers down below?
Yes, increase the numbers by one person. For a maximum of 75,000 with all support.
Take 2 minutes break.
Okay. Let's take a 5 minute break here. 7 a.m. in the morning.
John?
It'll be this figure minus.
No, this figure plus this.
134.
Mr. Chairman, the 134 is not included in that 111.
We know.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to add it on to there. There's an addition.
And do we have the definitely that position for Department of Tourism to come out of existing? It can come out of the contractual area and be transferred over if we just allocate an extra person. They claim they need it. If we're going to give them this kind of money, I think that that does make sense. And I'm not close to tourist department.
Yeah, the no added money, just a position.
Chairman, that would be a transfer of 75,000 contractual.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Remember the motion to include the figure that you mentioned, 111.
Any objections?
Object. Mr. Chairman, earlier we cut out funding for Alaska 1984 by unanimous vote of free conference. Is the motion to put the $4 million for Alaska 1984 back in?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. I'll maintain my objection.
All in favor of the motion, raise your hand. All object. Motion carries.
Chairman, on intent. The Senate had intent the Division of Tourism shall coordinate its activities with the university to promote summer educational course offerings, et cetera. I'd move that intent.
Any objection? So moved. That closes development. We'll go back into education.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
We have one thing we need.
Hold on for
page 8 on development.
Page 8.
One minor adjustment here.
Okay.
We'll sit down and talk about what you're doing this.
On page 8, we removed the new positions. However, we neglected to take out the $294,000, which in fact was for the support of the new positions. And I moved that we removed the $294,000.
Mr. Chairman, I don't believe that was the amount for the new positions. That was the amount that all 7 had been approved and all 5 were approved.
I'll let the fiscal board
take care of it. 224.7 is the correct number if you would do that. The 296 includes positions number 3 and 4, which were not funded by the House. Is that correct, Summer?
That would be correct, Mr. Chairman. There were 5 positions, new positions by the governor and by the House. However, 2 of the positions are not the same from one side to the other. They're actually, we'd be deleting 5 positions, the 296 and then 7 positions.
It's my opinion that we deleted all new positions.
Right. The amount there would be 224.7.
So all positions are gone anyway, right?
2-2, amended then, if that's correct.
224.7.
Yeah. These 1271.7. That's the authorized.
You have the figure on it?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
You move that.
Move it.
Any objection?
Okay.
Motion passes. Yes.
Before you leave the double category, you had discussed the possibility of the bottom fish, which would be on page 43. That's
the commercial fisheries
development program within the
Department of Commerce.
Oh,
okay.
What's that?
What page?
Page 43.
You got any passouts?
I had passed out a letter about the information about our original request. Sutcliffe has worked with the administration. They've got a revised request, which is considerably smaller.
Public protection, page 62. That was Coleman.
You don't have any fishermen up here. Ask Representative Sutcliffe to explain this rapidly.
Representative Sutcliffe?
Yeah, when the administration's original request came in, as you remember, it had the money going to about four different departments. We had the Resources Committee that worked on a number of these proposed projects in here, and so I think they're going to tie into next year's Resources Committee meeting, and they've already had some work done on them. Also, I can't follow all the different agencies what they're doing, so we find all the money to go through the body of this agency and Department of Commerce and Economic Development. I'll be able to closely involve myself as one person knowing exactly where all the projects are going. Without addressing the project particularly, they're not my ideas necessarily, totally over the resources, and
over here, I'm
working closely with a fish and game already, and
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator.
No, I'll withhold my thoughts, see what happens here.
Program of time, but this amount bothers me.
Senator Sackett?
Go ahead.
What was the dollar amount last year?
About $3 million.
And what was your original request yesterday?
5.7.
Mr. Chairman, I think the Senate side would object to this. These like-type items appear throughout the budget in fish and game and the university and marketing. These very things appear in many other areas. Some of it appears in bills. Quality control, for instance, is in one of the bills, I think, which the President has.
Thank you, Senator. For the record, I'm going to take a motion on this. The motion is to move the letter of June 19th for $2,446,000. All in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion fails. So it's 3-3. Is there anything else you have?
That part.
Going to education, page 173.
Don't worry about it, you can't find it.
You can't find a page? It's the one with
millions.
Oh, no, no, I'm going to get another page.
On page 173?
Well, tell those voters about you, John, if we get a good budget. I know why. You were so nice to them on the budget.
This is the one. This is the one. This continues. No. These two.
Okay. I'll do both.
One more last request I've heard.
Is this going to be on one? Where is this going to be, John?
On this page.
Okay. Senator Sackett?
Oh, no. You guys make the big motion.
Okay. I just amend it. I move the Senate figure.
Okay.
I move to amend it for $150,000. Except you don't have to amend the total. Okay. Just have to amend the intent from undesignated to designated.
Okay. Is there any objection to that?
Objection.
Is the objection to the motion still maintained?
On intent, I would move that the Arts Council should concentrate on supporting Alaskan artists and performers.
Any objection?
I second that motion. It ought to be substantially stronger than that.
What language would be inserted? Allison?
Mr. Chairman, on the designated grant, would you like that off of this page and onto the designated grants?
Please. That closes education. The last category we've got is general government.
You will mention that besides me.
Page three.
I have one in public protection, too. I hate to admit that that'll be the last one I'd try. It's the Lieutenant Governor brought to my attention.
Senator, I'll honor that request.
Thank you, sir.
What page was that?
We're going back into general government on page three.
Page three and page 223. Oh. There are deletions that I'm recommending.
Oh. What did we have?
Did Oliver stay over?
They were supposed to leave on last night's jet, but I don't know.
That's already been adopted.
That's your intent, for 29. It's been adopted just to make sure we get that back.
Yeah,
right.
I read it. That's fine.
Okay. Page three. What is your problem?
Move the governor's request 3773.1.
Is there any objection? Ron?
That's one thing you discussed there is Secretary Zillow's motion for $100,000 for the international fisheries.
Right, 3873.1.
Okay. The new form is 3873.1.
That's just a transfer from Nermac. Mm-hmm.
So, any objections?
Well, we're right here. Can we have about a 2 minute break?
Sure.
Page three, didn't we?
No.
We got that 100. Yeah, that's right.
$30,000. For Americans.
Who's going to handle
it? Mr. Chairman, I'll make the proposal to move the $30,000 for Americanism out of this category and move it into page 161 of the development category. No new money, it's just transferring it.
Okay.
Objection?
No objection. What is it?
Transportation for people to a national jamboree in Pennsylvania.
Is there any objection? So moved. We have something on page 21. This was, on page 21, it was intent language. And the intent language, too, was yours for DPDP.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd move the intent that we insert in there that all contracts left by the division, shall be first solicited through a request for proposal to ensure a competitive bid process.
Senator, this is just ensuring that all bids go through the normal process here in the state.
They voted yes.
Okay. That takes care of that. Page number 29, gentlemen.
When they're talking, I could probably get another grade on the instructional unit.
Page 29.
What was the problem on this one?
This is, we still have these appropriations.
Okay.
What page is
this? It's 30. What did I have on 29? Did somebody have something on page 29? I've just got that open.
Mr. Chairman, that was the intent language that sent out second hand.
So moved?
Yeah.
Any objections? So moved. Page 29, taken care of. Ron, did you have something on page 35 before I continue?
Yeah, we have the chairman's question.
Just talk to Ron on it.
The second part there, you had requested, Senator Sackett had questions about the lapse language for the capital project. And so what I did, I worked with Donna Pegues and changed that. Rather than making it a forever capital project, just put a lapse date of June 30th, 1984, which then gives him 3 years to finish that particular part of the project. I don't think they're going to need 3 years, but
sure
that way it makes it a continuing appropriation, but it gives it a definite lapse date. And that would just be for the $5 million. Mr. Chairman, if I could ask one other question.
Continue, please. Continue.
It wasn't clear to me whether or not you intended to include the operating part of that appropriation, the Alaska Lands Project implementation, all as part of the same appropriation with under the governor's office, which is what we would request, so that the $5 million would be a separate appropriation, but the other part would just be an allocation within the governor's office, as all the rest of the budget management, DPDP, executive office are all within one big appropriation, or all separate allocations, but one appropriation. That's what we would request.
So moved.
So moved.
Any objection? If not, so moved.
Mr. Chairman, could you give me the new figure on this page?
11481.1 is what I have.
11481.1?
You could separate the $5 million out and make that as a separate page if you wanted.
6485.
Whichever.
Okay.
Your choice.
He wants to make one on a separate page if that's okay on the $5 million. The next one we have is page 53.
What page?
53.
Do you wish motions?
On this one?
Page 53.
53.
53.
Yes. Excuse me. As we all know, this is the one that is going to be phased out, and gentlemen, I am for just to continue and let it finalize the programs that it's been trying to accomplish, and then the final report will be given, and next year we zero out this particular commission. If you don't mind, gentlemen, I'd like to go at this time with the Senate figure.
Senate figure?
Yes.
Fine.
Stay with me.
Could we put the intent in there that this is the final year of the budget?
It's got legislation.
Mr. Chairman, the legislation actually would carry it about 3 months into the next fiscal year.
It's got legislation to some sense.
You don't want to drop that, I saw.
Right. But it's a self-destruct piece of legislation.
Yeah. Just started too soon to self-destruct. It started just before it began.
69. Page 69. Gentlemen, I have an amendment to add. On this particular page, under miscellaneous, I'd like to add a sum of
$10,333,100.
$10 million?
Before I even
talk,
too.
No objection.
Is there any objection?
New total. New total is 20,544.5.
That's correct.
We have an extra one.
Yeah, so I'd move the text as well, the continuing appropriation.
I object to that.
Mr. Chairman, it's capital item.
I withdraw my objection.
No objection, so moved. Page 71.
We added
I want an ADs right now.
Okay.
I want to talk to John.
71 gentlemen, to the planning department. Was the intent,
intent language.
Please read it.
During FY82, the Department of Administration shall actively seek alternatives to open-ended state subsidization of television. The department should report to the second session of the 12th legislature on what alternatives may be available, including combined use of private and public funds, pooling of users of television services, and any other alternatives which would tend to reduce the state's participation without substantially reducing service. The department should determine whether any major television network will soon be relaying its programming by use of a satellite available to Alaska, and the extent to which such a development might aid the reduction of cost to public and private users of television services. Move that intent. Was earlier passed out.
I support it. In fact, it ought to be in a phase-out program, period.
No objection?
So Chairman, yes. Could you clarify for me the number of positions in this component?
In page 71. Yes. I think it's all six positions. Is that the agreement you guys had? It was all six positions.
No, we only had to have five that we accepted so far.
What page?
We're still on page 71. We're just clarifying positions. Did you guys accept all six positions in the bottom? No.
For some reason, I only show three accepted.
I show five accepted, all but position number four, and then there were three positions transferred in, so that would make them eight. I personally believe we ought to accept all six of the new positions. And then the 140.9 that was transferred in, where is that?
I've got miscellaneous cuts.
No, when I put that $10 million, we need the planning money to take care of your project and other projects.
You better add sufficient. The planners are here.
Yeah, so this
if we've done that, the biggest problem, Mr. Chairman, that I've run into is to funding. Receiving and transmission, and not knowing where it was going to go, and not being certain whether it was Picaro or who was going to build them. As a matter of fact, first casual the whole thing was, although it took a long time, it's amazing those projects got done. Most of them did.
Representative Rogers?
Mr. Chairman, I'd move a new number of the Senate had an add-on of 140.9. I would move the governor's amended figure of 507.2. plus the Senate amendment of 140.9 for a total of 648.1 on this page.
What's the add-on for the 140? Oh. Pardon?
Recall.
Well, I don't see why you add on. What's the 140 add-on for?
I had 61.8 add-on.
So 61.8 was on the previous page. Don, what do you have on page 71?
I had the governor's amended figure.
507.2.
And 140.9, I have it written down, but I don't have any explanation for it.
Don't look for it. You're going to start taking it out if you've got
okay,
a figure.
I move the governor's amended 507.2.
That's good. Yeah, we saved 140,000 by sneezing. Yeah.
No objection.
So you're going to have it.
Have to have more sneezing.
That completes this category, but Senator Katula, you had something to go back to?
Yes, on two different pages. I'll go back first to page 223, and the same intent we'd like on page 211, if in fact you adopt this.
Okay.
And it's an error on my part, Vance.
You're on page 223?
Yes. Okay. We don't wish to change funding, but we wish to state the intent. Fiscal year 82 funding for continuation of the Regulation Review Committee shall not exceed 150,000. I want that on page 223, and also, in case there's an error in judgment later on page 211. I personally invented that committee and wrote the law with support of both bodies. I ran that committee for 2 years, probably not as effectively as it should be, on a zero budget. and I really mean a zero budget, we didn't even staff ourselves. But we went through a lot of regulations and wiped out a few that didn't fit 2 points along. And this is purely ridiculous that that component should have that kind of funding for this year.
Well, Senator, what was the second page besides
223? It'd be 223 and 211.
And 211.
Well, in both places. One's the leadership and the other is the council subcommittee, as you've got before you. There isn't any doubt.
Representative Rogers?
Mr. Chairman, just to be clear, I'd move an amendment to say FY82 funding from all sources so that it's not misinterpreted later that it's 150 from page 21 and 221 and 150 from page 223. Yeah.
Yes, make certain that
the total
category
from
but
all sources.
It's kind of directed to both components of legislative category.
Good way to keep government close down.
All in favor of the motion signify by raising your hand. All opposed? Motion passes.
Apparently we have one other.
Did you want to go back to 211?
Yes, sir. 213, I think, Senator. As near as I can tell here, rushing around. Excuse me for getting confused here.
Okay.
19, 13. Well, it's a reduction. Excuse me for this conference, but we have reduced it by a substantial figure here, which is Senate, yes. So now,
you want to reduce that figure even more.
Yeah, you want to reduce it by 304. Okay, what does it leave then? And what does it do? What do they do then?
Takes it completely.
But what else? What else is left? What do they do with that? Excuse me for this conference. It's easier to add. That must be the three components. Is he Chinese? Okay, then that's the components. I think we are prepared, Senator, Mr. Chairman.
Yes,
future Senator. I don't want to demote you. I'll read off the components first, then get discussion. We're proposing the director's office maintenance, which as the total funding for this page, it would be 186.4 under personal services, travel of 13.5, contractual 32.5, and commodities of 2.0. Also, we propose a wind down of the Washington, D.C. office, as we, I think, must do for the European office, in all justice. So we would ask, and I don't have it figured out, but we would ask that 90 days, that is months of July, August, September, be provided for the Washington, D.C. office for a wind down. I think that's legitimate. So I don't have that funding figure. We could take 1/4 of existing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
About 45,000 would do it.
Yes. Okay, let's add that for wind down the Washington, D.C. office. And that is the total figure that the Senate's proposing for page 213.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Rogers?
The total will be 279.4. Can I ask what it is that's being eliminated?
The Washington, D.C. office, obviously, and there was some staff training component in here that had been eliminated, and the balance of it is the continuation of the media center. The governor's putting in his own.
The proposal is to wipe out the legislative media center and just have the governor have a media center and not the legislature.
Yeah, we would contract with that media center for legislative time. We won't have two on them. Well, the legislative council has a million contractual.
I'd object.
All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Object?
No.
Motion carries. Is there anything else in government before we leave it?
What about the, can we get back to the European office?
Sure.
That's in, what page?
That's in development. We're going to... We took education.
Page 83? No, I'm sorry. That's only one. You should wind that one down, too. Page 89. Ag action.
Mr. Chairman, I spoke with the Lieutenant Governor and various others, and they suggested we give 90 days to allow an orderly withdrawal and a shutdown.
We can go for 60 days.
Your 90-day figure, sir?
About 100, Brendan.
About 100, total of 100,000.
It's proper to do those two.
There'll be some more extra travel and stuff. And
sure. Any objection? So moved. Did you have another one, Senator? That takes care of government. We've completed all the categories with the except of two requests. One of the requests was public protection.
Yes, sir. Page 50. Okay, I have a screen around again. I have lost the page for the public protection category for civil air patrol. You have to have that. 63.
Mr. Chairman. Which one are you going to go first? Page 21?
Page 21 is the one. Sounds okay here. Mr. Chairman, I would move that page 21, they added 200,000.
To which category, Senator? The
Fisherman's Fund probably should be under.
Grants and claims.
Yeah. Grants and claims.
The new figure of 1238.8.
General
funds,
Jim?
Pardon me?
Yes.
General funds. Yes. Senator Sackett.
Are you familiar with this line?
No. I'm not familiar because I know what the question is.
No, we'll just listen. Is there any objection?
Yeah.
So moved. Senator Katula?
Page 63, search and rescue, civil air patrol. The Lieutenant Governor brought to my attention the necessity for increasing this item. And I don't have the breakdown, but it's $120,000 at their request. And I think it's probably wise, knowing the efforts. There's lots of flying in the state.
What category did you want to add that, sir?
I would just add it to the total expenditure and ask for the staff to break it in as soon as I can get the figures.
New total 693.0. That is the, would be the, what we approved with the House line items except for miscellaneous, but we have the Senate.
$120,000?
Yes. And Allison will be in contact to break it down and give it to your fiscal.
Is there any objection? So moved. Is there anything else in public protection? A request was here for the justice budget.
on page 95, parole board, we zeroed it out with the understanding that the parole board was due to sunset this year, and that if legislation passes, that it should be funded by fiscal notes. However, the bill did not proceed through either of the finance committees, so there is no fiscal notes at this time. The bill apparently has passed both houses, and so I would move the Senate figure on page 95.
No objection?
No objection? So moved. Gentlemen, this finalizes all the categories. Is there any...
Could we have a couple minute recess just before we answer your question?
Sure.
I don't think we have anything, but it would be...
Fine, let's take a five minute break. Gentlemen, all 10 categories are open for final remarks. There are a few intent languages that need to be in. I have one on my hand here that is submitted by the Senate. I think it's on social service legislative intent. Is that correct?
I have two intents. One is domestic violence.
Thank you.
When we passed the initial appropriations, I had concerns about its growth and direction and stuff like that. And in the event the bill doesn't pass, I'd like to, in any event, have this included within there. So moved.
Okay. Is there any objection to adding the legislature intent on page 92 in social service category under domestic violence? If not, so moved.
What about capital budget intent? I have a couple of things on capital budget intent.
We'll get to that, I imagine.
Senator,
I just want to be sure.
Sackett, you still have the...
Yeah, at what point, Mr. Chairman, do you want to go through all the different areas and take the final motions on...
What I'm going to do with this committee, it's going to meet in my office privately between 1 and 2 o'clock, and we'll take up some of these items. Okay. Is there any intent or any changes at this time? Senator Sackett.
One thing that we might get, Jay, you might get for the committee for 1 o'clock is a listing to show us the recommended appropriation levels, allocation amounts, levels, things of that sort, and the same from the administration on any areas that you might have great concern. And I think you have probably at the beginning of the budget a couple of different amendments, and I have one that I'd like to have the committee consider.
You have that amendment now related, did you say?
I can do it now as well.
Please, I'd like it now.
This is section blank, the unobligated and unexpended balance of the appropriation made in section 16, chapter 50, SLA 1980, shall lapse into the general fund June 30th, 1982. And I would like to move that.
No objection.
No objection.
Fine.
So move, Senator.
16.
Senator?
I'll wait for the capital budget intent. I just wanted to ask the question when those intents might come up.
Okay.
And they are.
Do you want to take that in our meeting between 1 and 2? Senator?
That'll be fine.
Okay. Senator Gannett, did you have anything, sir?
Not this time.
Ron?
We won't ask them, Jay.
Yes.
On this other thing until later, right?
Well,
right.
Let me pass out this as a potential action. Amendment. This is one that I discussed with you.
Let me just raise the subject. I apologize for not having a definitive answer, but.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The situation, Mr. Chairman, is that they're having a lot of fires up there in the interior. And natural resources is afraid they're going to be running out of money here pretty quickly. Legislature passed the rainy day fund appropriation last year. They allowed that up to $5 million of it could be transferred into the fire suppression fund to pay for the cost of fire suppression. And felt we needed some more funds to fight the fires. So rather than appropriating more money, we felt it would be more appropriate just to use more of the rainy day fund. And so I talked with some drafting attorneys, told them what we needed, and they came up with the language that I passed out. But as I read that again this morning, it looks to me like that we could transfer up to $5 million each fiscal year. And if that's the case, we wouldn't need this wording change, because as soon as fiscal 82 came on board, we could utilize another $5 million of it. And so that's why I say I'm not exactly clear on it. I know that we need to be able to utilize more of the funds, but I don't know if we need any language change or not. I'm going to have to check again.
Representative Rogers.
Mr. Chairman, just to be safe, I'd move this amendment.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to object and have us consider this 1 o'clock meeting.
Okay, very good. We'll put that amendment on hold, Ron, and discuss that after the meeting. Is there anything else? Unofficially, the 10 categories are closed. Meeting's adjourned till 1:30 with 1 o'clock with you, Tony. The meeting will come to order. Gentlemen, one of the things I'd like to do is go back into the capital budgets at this point. There's a few changes that needs to be made. And then I'd like to then go into House Bill number 50 and look at the fiscal notes. And if there's any other categories that we need to cover today, is I'd like to get this done this morning and close out the free conference committee substitute for House Bill number 50. One of the errors that was made, and it was made by me, gentlemen, was the completely elimination of Anchorage Community Development Corporation. I'd like to go back into the development category and go to page 161.
What page, sir?
161. Under the category Anchorage Community Development Corporation, I move to insert $500,000.
Object.
Question.
All in favor of that motion, please raise their hand. All opposed? Motion fails.
I move to amend it to $300,000.
Is there any objection? So moved. Was there any other categories that you guys wanted to go into?
Yes, under Mr. Chairman, under development, the European office.
What page, sir?
Somewhere between 1 and 180.
Very good.
Not bad.
The analysts, I think, will provide that.
Yeah, we're still in development for legislative affairs suggestions tonight.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, that's page
89.
Page 89. Page 89, we previously had funded this European office for 3 months funding. Make a motion that we expand that to 6 months funding with a legislative intent that the office be, all contracts be terminated and the office be canceled and closed out by 1 January of the coming year.
Representative Rogers.
Any change in funding? We funded 100,000 out of 264.
Move 150 instead of 100. Is this
150,000?
Yeah, this transportation.
And I understood that the note also was to state that all movement, office closed, and complete close down on or before January 1, 82.
Correct.
Okay.
Legislative intent.
You've got that? Okay. Is there any objection to the motion?
That would be before, I'd prefer before January the 1st, so it will be done in the calendar year of 81. Is that your intent? Thank you. Thank you.
Did you have something in that category?
I have some things in development.
Well,
but
if there's no objection, I'll move that. What else did you have, Senator?
Did you have something?
I think that we have all the legislative council changes, Representative Adams. I don't know if you want to do it now, Mr. Chairman.
I want to take that up now, sir.
Okay, that's development category. That was all.
Oh, I got another one, development.
No, it's general government. Yeah. I apologize.
Yeah, still have something in the development center second.
Page 107. There was an error. We had made the motion under St. Lawrence Island Ranger Project for 25.8. It's down at 20.4.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be
25.8.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Is there any objection to that? That's just increasing it to 5,000. So moved.
5,400.
Mr. Chairman, I have one item and only one very small item, the transportation budget.
Excuse me, was this a development attorney?
Yeah, it's the development category of the capital budget bill, which is yet to come before us. That's what I got confused on.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Anything else in development before we continue?
If we might take up the transportation budget for one small item.
Fine.
What pay?
Okay. Office of the Commissioner.
Office of the Commissioner. And I have one thing.
Page
too.
Six. If add $10,000 to provide for reconnaissance and investigation of the Trainer Gate Road public right of way access.
Just hang on to the standing.
Would that be page 7?
It's just a
$10,000.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any objection?
Trainer gate.
Trainer gate.
No objection.
So move.
There you go, sir. You have transportation down this way?
I have page 134 and 145 of this to realign something.
Transportation?
Same dollars, transportation.
Same dollars?
It is.
134?
The governor's office and in the city of Seward are both in agreement. It's just, it's the same money and it's for the same project, but it was stated wrong. On page one, oh, it's again capital budget?
This is, but yeah, that's,
he just handed it to me, so I thought that he was in the
transportation, now it's closed, unless.
Yeah. Anybody else? Transportation closed. The last category I think we had is general government.
Capital budget.
Women in crisis.
Are we in? We're still in transportation. At the beginning, for me, no value.
But it sure doesn't
matter. Let's get that one.
2.6
That's not the concern I had. The concern is this housing.
That's the name of the
There's a high.
Oh, no, it's a strange.
Yeah. Let's go to Legislative Council, huh? Let's take that one up.
General government.
Here's a change. I've got to make some errors in these gentlemen. I've got to make some corrections. These are really cut some of these back.
You have the corrected version to read off for us.
I've got the corrected version, but I wanted at least you to have that.
Alan, what page is this on now? Legislative Council.
79 of the budget.
79 and 80.
Oh, that's
from
the other budget. Let's go under this one. The leadership position.
A separate section. And just that's what I'm going to bring it up. I just wanted to get it.
On that, on the note I've given you, disregard the page numbers. Those were taken from the other.
I have a couple other things in general government when you're done.
Okay. On page 211 under leadership. Previously, we had a figure there of 4,725,000. I'd like to increase that by 400. A new figure of 5,125,200.
Say that number again, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, I'd like to just increase the number by 400,000.
Could that be
5,125,200.
You want to move on each one of them?
Yes. Representative Rogers.
What's the